Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today for OK Boomer, Teach Me Sales. I'm Kelly Bloomer.
And I'm Tom Bloomer.
OK, Tom, you're our sales pro. In 30 words or less, can you tell us about this podcast?
I'm going to try. You know, us salespeople like to talk, Kelly.
You sure do.
All right, 30 words or less.
Can you do it?
Well, if you're a sales pro and you're looking to grow in your sales career, if you like good, lively sales discussion, I think this is going to be a show for you. I've walked your walk for over 30 years in sales. I've knocked on the doors and overcome the same obstacles I think you may be facing as a seller, a sales manager, and as a VP of sales. I currently help assess, build, and train high-performing media sales teams. Well, Kel?
Yeah, you really went over 30 words.
But I think it was good.
I do too.
Okay, so I hope our listeners will be all set. And hey, let's roll up our shirt sleeves and let's get at it.
So enjoy listening to Tom and his guests talk sales. Okay, Tom, who's our boomer talking about sales today?
Well, Kel, before I get into that, I got to thank you. I'm really enjoying the book I'm reading right now.
Good.
Ever since you told me to read Alice Feeney's Sometimes I Lie, I haven't been able to put it down.
It's a good one.
It is. And, you know, I would have never chosen that book. If I'm walking around, you know, I love to walk around Barnes & Noble.
So true.
You like it as well. Not as much.
True. True.
I would have never selected this book. I'd never heard of this author. Mm-hmm. Looking at the cover, it didn't grab my attention. I would have never read it, but you said, Tom, you got to read this book.
Oh, yeah. Both you and Kayla need to read this book.
Absolutely, right?
Yes.
That recommendation from, I mean, you and I like a lot of the same books.
Right.
Hearing you tell me how good it was, I just had to give it a try.
And now you can't put it down.
And I can't put it down. And, you know, I think I want to read other books that she's written. Recommendations like that, to me, that means a lot.
Right.
Are recommendations important to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, places you go, restaurants you go to, you want to hear what other people think of it before you go. I mean, it's nice to go and investigate and try something new, but to have somebody say, you know, really enjoyed that place, or I really enjoyed whatever it is, to hear somebody else say that goes a long way.
Yeah, it really helps you make a decision, right? It gets you excited. And I think that fear of making a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
It's not nearly as strong, right? I mean, true. Look at a new restaurant. You know, I'm a pretty finicky eater. If somebody tells me about a restaurant, I'm going to feel a little more comfortable trying a new restaurant.
And the person who chose the restaurant, if they didn't have a recommendation, feels horrible if it doesn't work out right.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, from Yelp reviews to looking online, I mean, we love to use VRBO, right? When we're looking at places, I always read the reviews. I want to hear what people say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've gotten a lot of nice places just by going off the reviews. And then a lot of them have that little guest book there that tell you, oh, go here, go hike there, try this restaurant.
I hadn't even thought, how many times have we tried things based on what people wrote?
So many times, and so many little places that you'd never would have thought of or even heard of if it wasn't for that little guest book.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And that's our guest today. Our guest, Sam Scheppler, mm-hmm. He's the CEO of a company called Testimonial Hero. And for years, I loved using testimonials as one of the things I used in sales. But I think nowadays, recommendations, referrals, testimonials are as strong as they've ever been. And his company focuses on doing them on video, which right now is so popular as well.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's looking for reviews now. It's so much easier to come by now to see them and hear about them.
And you get people's attention. You say something like, hey, you know what? I want to give that a try, or I want to at least listen.
Right.
You know, it's so important. So, you know, if anybody's in sales or they're a sales leader listening, if they're using testimonials in every fashion, I challenge you as you're going through this episode that you won't learn something new. You won't have a new way of looking at how you're using testimonials for your sales today.
Oh, sounds very interesting. Let's listen.
We should listen, right? I'm highly recommending you listen to this episode, Kelly.
Very good, Tom. Very good.
Hi, this is Kayla from South Jersey. OK, Boomer, teach me sales.
All right, everyone. We are here today with Sam Scheppler. Sam is CEO and founder of a company called Testimonial Hero. And Sam, I'm going to break a cardinal rule of sales. I'm going to make an assumption here that I know exactly what your company does, but let's find out. Tell us a little bit about Testimonial Hero, and is it what it sounds like?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here. So Testimonial Hero, I think it is probably what it sounds like, but we very specifically focus on video testimonials and even broader than that, actually what we call customer video content, which is, you know, all sorts of different content, you know, throughout the sales journey, you know, through the voice of the customer that might not necessarily be a testimonial, but still helps actually accelerate deals, right? It could be addressing any, you know, QFD, any question, fear, or doubt that your buyer has through the voice of the customer, right? So it doesn't necessarily have to be an endorsement, because our whole, you know, perspective is that, you know, anything that we can say as, you know, sellers and marketers is just more powerful and more credible, you know, through the voice of a customer, right? So why not try and, you know, especially today, you know, when we live in a world where, you know, customer stories are now becoming more powerful than marketing content, why not try to you know, say as much as we can, you know, through our best selling asset, which is, of course, you know, happy customers.
And I guess it sounds more authentic and believable when it's coming from the customer, right?
It sounds more authentic and believable for sure. And it's also in their the buyer's own words, right? You know, it's really described in, you know, terms, in phrases that are, you know, relevant and, you know, in that sort of audience's words versus in marketing speak.
So when I was out there selling, a lot of our customers, let's say were restaurants. We worked a lot with small mom and pop restaurant owners. So it's one thing for me to tell a restaurant about what I do. I guess what you're saying is when they hear it from another restaurant owner, it's kind of talking their language. Is that what's coming out in some of these videos?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's just that credibility, you know, from a peer, you know, that, you know, they trust, right? Some industries are especially peer driven. I would think that, you know, restaurants, you know, it would be a good example. I think, you know, cybersecurity is another good example. B2B manufacturing, I think especially in industries where people kind of where the buyer kind of feels like, you know, the salespeople don't get me, you know, they don't know my world. They're salespeople, they're doing this, you know, they have no idea what it's like to run my restaurant. Those type of like, you know, industries, you know, and you know, in industry niches, yeah, it's especially valuable just because like people want to hear from their peers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super powerful as you go through. And as I'm listening to you though, some of the questions that are popping into my mind is, you know, I'm sitting down thinking of some of the clients I worked with. There must be a process to creating that just perfect testimonial, right? Because you want to get it across, but you need to have certain data come out, right? There are certain things you want to have covered. How do you make that work correctly?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, yeah, the first step, you know, in any, you know, testimonial and, you know, customer storytelling initiative is, you know, really to start from the strategy, like what customer do we want to feature and why? So, you know, it all has to start from, you know, just like any big initiative, it all has to map to, you know, the strategic result that, you know, you want to drive. So like, and that informs which customer or customers that you then pick. So, you know, maybe, you know, for the restaurant example, maybe a strategic initiative was, or, you know, could be, you want to, you know, move from, you know, find like larger restaurants to sell to big quick serve fast casual chains or something. Well, then, you know, how can we leverage, the voice of the customer in customer stories to do that? Well, you know, do we have a one or two good examples that we can, you know, create a lot of customer story content to then use to sell like the Chipotles, the Sweetgreens, et cetera. So, it's really all about, I mean, in my opinion, it all has to make sense with the overall strategy. And then, you know, once you you're clear on the strategy, it's just, you know, what are the best data points that we want to get, you know, who are the best customers that will support that?
Okay. And, you know, I do want to kind of really dive deep into what's going to make that testimonial good, but I'm first trying to get a good feel for what your company does. So if you're sitting down with a client and you were to, and I know from selling mom and pop restaurants that if I'm in front of a real small mom and pop Mexican restaurant, they don't want me to show them what some of the chains are doing. They don't want to hear what some of the big ones are doing because they're like, you know, that's not me. Mm-hmm. They want something specific for their type of business. When you sit down with a client, do they kind of know what customers they need to have on these videos? Or do you have to walk them through and really open their eyes to what kind of stories they need?
You know, the marketing department might, you know, not, the marketing department might know what type of customers they want, but the marketing department, you know, is typically the budget holder, might not know who is actually available, right? So it's really, you know, cross-functional in the terms of, you know, often, you know, our marketing teams are holding the budget, but we as sellers, you know, we might have a better idea who the happiest customers are. And you brought up a really good point about one of the biggest mistakes people make. There's really only one, you know, mistake you can make with video testimonials and testimonials in general is. To your point, you know, showing people things that they don't resonate with from like a persona based perspective, right? Because that's actually a turn off. You know, if you start your presentation or you're selling to a local restaurant and you bring out, you know, we help McDonald's, and if anything, that will alienate them, right? Essentially, you know, that is, so there's really two things, and we're kind of, you know, jumping even ahead now, but, you know, for one, buyers don't care, you know, what we found is like, buyers don't care about ROI metrics and results, before they, which are often a part of testimonials, you know, they don't care about that until they admit that they have a problem, right? Because as you know, most buyers are just in denial that they have a problem, you know, in the first place, you know, and naturally, right? Mm-hmm. So first we have to get our buyers to actually admit they have a problem. And that's when these different types of customer video content come into play that aren't, you know, might not be necessarily considered a traditional testimonial, but can really, you know, help sort of, you know, almost like a denial remover, you know, type of video where the customer, you know, doesn't talk about the ROI, but they just talk about, you know, the problem that they had.
I think that's a great point. In fact, at some point I want to delve into your 15 ultimate, you know, B2B video testimonial questions. And it's good for our listeners to know, I think it's okay to share that anyone can have access to these questions. If they go and visit your website, which we'll give them later, they can print off these 15 questions. And I would recommend anyone in sales to go because, you know, I've been using testimonials as a form of storytelling for 30 years, but it's just one of my tools, right? It's not my specialty. It's just one of the tools in the toolbox that I would bring out to use. And I figured, okay, I know what to ask. When I read your 15 questions, I was like, that's really cool. I would not have asked that question. So one of the first ones you talk about is, you know, what was the challenge you had? What was the issue before you started with XYZ company? And I guess that's what you're talking about, right? You've got to unearth that and get people thinking that way.
Absolutely. Because at a high level, I think, you know, the best, you know, every story has, you know, sort of a conflict, right? That needs to be resolved. And it's true, of course, with, you know, the best video testimonials. And it's fundamentally, you know, at a very, you know, high level, a before and after story. And you want the prospect to be able to see themselves, you know, in that before story. And then if you can get the prospect to see themselves in the before story and say, yeah, that sounds like me, that sounds like my situation, I have some of those problems. And then, you know, and then they see what the end of the story is, then of course, you know, they are going to, you know, basically believe, you know, obviously, you know, you have to also, you know, check a lot of other boxes with them as well, but they're going to, you know, have a lot of, you know, increased chance that you can deliver and get them to that sort of promised land that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Now, so let me ask you, you were talking a little bit about the marketing and the sales, and I spent most of my career in the sales, in the weeds in sales. I've spent a lot of time over the past year in marketing on that end. And I listened to you on a few other podcasts. And one of the things you talked about on one was that sales and marketing are in these two different silos, you know, from time to time. And it maybe it's me, but I think the best testimonial info is going to come out of the sales. I don't know that the marketing team is really going to understand because they're not talking to the customers every day. So when you reach a customer and you want to show them what you can do for them, you're probably hearing from the marketing people first, right? How do you get them to get you into those salespeople?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, and before I address that, I think the good news is I think the silos are breaking down, you know, more and more. Like, I think it's just more of a trend, you know, as, you know, we've all realized that, you know, sales, especially in B2B, you know, sales and marketing alignment, you know, is really effective, right? And now we have like, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's great because it used to be a lot more maybe antagonistic. But yeah, I think, you know, for us, you know, in terms of how we do it, you know, it's really, you know, about, you know, bringing sales into the conversation. Cause you're right. You know, when we have our leads, our buyers are marketers, but the sellers are using the videos. Marketing's using them as well. You know, they're using them in you know, campaigns and on the website and on social media and advertisements. But really, I think some of the biggest value to these, you know, customer videos that we make our clients is the when I hear back from and I'm here. Oh yeah, we use this. We closed customer X, and we used your videos to, you know, influence that deal, and it was invaluable, right? So like, yeah, I think it's just really bringing sales into the conversation early, and you know, giving them a voice at, you know, at what is traditionally, you know, a marketing project, and again, coming back to that idea of like the QFDs, the questions, fears, and doubts, you know, giving, you know, making sure that marketing bring sales into the conversation and says, hey, look, we're, what are the QFDs that you're getting in your process? And, you know, what type of, you know, customer story, you know, would be really valuable. Like if you're selling, you're constantly trying to win deals, you know, with, you know, this vertical, you know, let's get you a customer story that addresses all the objections, you know, and then you can even segment it out. And this is something that we do for our clients, you know, not all of them, like the more sophisticated ones, some would just want to get a simple video, right? And that's fine. But our most, you know, sophisticated, you know, clients in terms of their use cases, they are creating like specific objection crusher videos through the voices of their customer. So yeah, there's really sky's the limit. And it all comes, you know, down to that core idea that anything you say, you know, we say as, you know, sellers and marketers is going to be more powerful through the voice of our customer.
Excellent. Now, I want to get deep into that QFD, because I really like that. So you're talking questions, fears, and doubts. So for years for me, one of the things I would find is a customer would have a particular objection as to why they did not want to work with our company. So that's one of the fears potentially that's out there that customers have. So are you sitting down and saying, all right, if this is one of the key objections you're running into, give me a client that felt that way, that had that fear, that we can now walk them through? And is that what they're using this for then? So that when they get in the customer with the next one with that fear, boom, they now have the customer's words to walk it through?
That's exactly right.
Okay. All right. How did you start doing this? Because obviously testimonials have been around for a long time, but I don't know of many companies that really specialize in helping businesses do that. What happened one day? You're walking down the street and you said, you know what, there's got to be a quicker way to close, and this is it. What happened?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, it kind of comes, if it's a kind of the convalescence of my interests, my sort of background, my what I love to do and my skills. And, I've been, an entrepreneur and a salesperson, mostly, and a marketer. I mean, for the most part, like always running my own companies, but also working for other people as well. And I always saw the value, just like yourself, of like, wow, like this, I'm so glad I have this video testimonial, or I'm so glad I have this, social proof right now. And, to help influence a deal, or just open the door. Right. Cause like, it's one thing, and I'm sure we can also get into this later, is like, testimonial, the right, customer videos help close deals, but they also help open deals too. Right. So I just kind of fell in love with the use case, but also I have been like, I've had a passion for video production actually since I was like, in high school. So I went to school, I double majored in one of my majors was film. So like, I've always been, basically into video. Right. So it was sort of and then I had that video background, went into, sales and marketing, and in my career. And then that's kind of how both of those things kind of just eventually coalesced, and just made so much sense. And I thought there just needed to be a better way. It was getting so, it was getting to be so important. And again, I'll come back to that point of like, customer stories are now more powerful than marketing content. I truly believe that. We've seen it in the consumer world. We see it every day when we shop on Amazon. Amazon doesn't like try to like, outmarket us, to us necessarily, but they're really focused on, customer reviews, right? And that's their form of customer storytelling. So just the kind of the mix of my background, my interest, and then just seeing like what I thought was like a really important thing, for B2B sales and marketers to solve.
And I got to imagine 2020, 2021, it's got to be like a perfect storm, right? All those things you're passionate about are exploding into something that right now is probably the hottest form of telling stories, right? Social media, even websites, everywhere you go, it's all about video right now.
Absolutely. And I think, it's all about video and just more videos, throughout the buyer journey. It's no longer just like, oh, we need this one video at the end to push people over the line, right? It's more like, we need like the 30-second video to start. We need like, a couple other, topic-based videos. And then, here's, maybe the 15-second ad to get them into the funnel in the first place. So yeah, it's sort of just, you're kind of coming, video for sure is coming into its own, and just it's very, absolutely, very exciting times for video.
So let me ask you now. So I'm sitting down here. I have a product to sell, small company, and I'm producing some good testimonials. I've got some good stories to share. Let's talk about the delivery. So, I have client X. I really want to get in front of, never been able to get in front of them. Does it work well to send? Can I email them the video? Do they watch it? Is that a good opening thing, or do I need to kind of wait until I'm in front of them and say, hey, let me show you what Mel and Mary say about our company? What's the best uses of these?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think, we do this, in our own, sales outreach. So, we always take the approach of, kind of, you know, when we're, you know, so use a cold outreach example, when we're kind of cold emailing people or prospecting, we don't include the video right away. But we actually ask people if we can send it over. So we basically say, hi, this is Sam from Testimonial Hero. We help B2B revenue teams, close deals 40% faster with customer videos. We can do this fully remotely with only 30 minutes from your customer. Companies like UiPath, Medallia, and Inside Squared, and 100, using, some name drops always helps in cold email. And then, can I send you an example of how customer X, who's just like you, has seen results, then they're like, yeah, I'll take a look at an example. You hit them with that, video case study or that video testimonial. And we find that works very well, especially because, the less links that you can include in that first message, the better, the deliverability will be, from just making sure, you pass through the spam filter safely and inbox. So that is, plus it gives them a reason to respond. It's like a very sort of low commitment thing. You're not like asking for a call right away. Then they watch the video, they're impressed, and then you can book them for a call.
Now, let's say we're sitting down and we're in front of a client and we have our presentation, and we have a couple really good testimonials to share. Is it typically something where you say, we sit down before we get started, I'd like you to hear what X, Y, and Z company think of what we do? Or do you kind of wait for that QFD to pop up and say, it's a great point you brought up. Let me show you what this company thought when they see that. So let's say we do this. I'm loaded now with a couple of good testimonials. How would a seller utilize those in their presentation?
Yeah, it's a great question. Honestly, we should do more of this. We don't actually even right now have presentations. We just do calls. So maybe I'm not the best person to ask, but I would say, that's one of our goals, honestly. So we're a 10 person startup. We have two AEs and we're just basically, figuring out a lot of our sales motion. But the short answer is I wouldn't start, I would send them, before, which is what we do. So they have the opportunity to, review them on their own. And then I would, use a very short, maybe two or three short sub 30 second videos, midway through the presentation, have the option to use those if those QFDs align with, what are the real QFDs that are coming up.
Okay. All right. With the videos that you do, are they all a very professional shot? I see certain companies work with like almost that selfie type view, and there's a lot of different ways to do it. Do you have a set way that you do it? Have you tried different approaches? I've had some people telling me when they get that selfie looking thing, it just gets people's attention. They stop and they listen to it more. And now there's so many different ways you can utilize video. Do you try different techniques? Do you find one that works best for you?
Yeah, absolutely. And our focus and our mission, internally is to make insanely great customer storytelling effortless. So, emphasis on the insanely great, for us, at least. So that is really what, we're trying to, always deliver like the highest quality in the marketplace, period. So that is what informs our approach. And because of that, we have, for the remote side of things, we have a process for recording through the customer's smartphone, which is actually extremely high quality, and you don't have to worry about issues related to internet, and it's just it's a 4K smartphone. in terms of like the kind of the question between like high quality versus, you know, more like rough and ready. I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, whatever works is it, whatever works, works, right? Like, I think, and if someone's having success with that, and, you know, that's great. I think the way that I look at it is like even more maybe important, you know, regardless of, you know, just object or like quality is like authenticity and, you know, relevance. So like, you know, it has to be, you know, it has to be extremely relevant and valuable to the prospect, and it has to be authentic. And neither of, and that's not mutually exclusive with quality. So we strive to do high quality such that it can easily live on your homepage of your marketing site for a, you know, billion-dollar company. But it also is, you know, high quality and authentic.
Gotcha. Length, does it matter? Is there a sweet spot there as far as how long a good one is?
Yeah. So, you know, in general, you know, about 90 seconds, you know, for, you know, an all-purpose video testimonial. I wouldn't suggest, you know, going, you know, too much further than 2 minutes. You know, just, you know, you lose a lot of people at about 60 to 90 seconds. And then earlier in the buyer journey, I would say go even shorter. So like if you're, you know, you can go 30 to 45 seconds for that, you know, first interaction, whether it's, you know, just a cold email or a landing page. You know, the earlier, the longer the buyer actually, you know, engages with you, you sort of buy more time to ask a little bit more of their time and attention. So that's, I think, something to think about. And, you know, generally speaking, the further along they are in the buyer journey, the more you can sort of afford to send them. And like, you know, ultimately, yeah, if they're like really interested in and they're far along the buyer journey, they will watch a 5-minute, you know, customer Q&A about a specific QFD that they really, you know, like, absolutely. But they're not going to watch that in the beginning of the buyer journey.
Yeah. You give them the teaser up front, and then they ask for more, and then you get them to the full length feature at some point.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's, and then that's it, just dumps them into a contract at the end. It's ideal.
Right? Exactly.
Very good.
Hey listeners, it's Kelly Bloomer here to tell you the show is brought to you by Bloomer Associates. If you visit our website found in your show notes, you'll find we offer sales training, talent assessment for hiring and team development, and individual coaching for sales pros and managers. We bring over 30 years in media sales and leadership experience. If you enjoy listening to OK Bloomer, Teach Me Sales, ask how our team can work with your sales team for virtual meetings, roundtables, and motivational seminars. You can contact us through our website or call today, 919-267-9871. Now back to our show.
Your experience, when you look at those QFDs, are there two or three that are almost universal that you have found that almost every company is struggling with this particular issue that the testimonial solves as the best storytelling technique?
Yeah, wow, that's a great question. For software, it has to do with, you know, maybe you could call it implementation. You know, I think people are always, you know, want to know like, okay, great. Like this is great in theory, but like, what's the effort for me to, you know, rip and replace my current vendor? Like, it's like, even if this is just 10% or even 20% better, it might not be worth the effort to do that. Right. So I think just like, you know, kind of like that is one, that is absolutely recurring, is like, well, what is, what's the sort of process and how's the implementation, right? That's more of like a question or a doubt than a fear. Like, I think another question is, you know, for, again, speaking for software, and most of a lot of our customers are software companies, you know, definitely not all of them, but a good chunk of them, is like, a question is, we're like, okay, like, how good is the support? Like, you know, am I, you know, is this, you know, and if the support is better, like if your support is awesome, like maybe we can do this sooner. And like, you know, but if I'm going to have to figure it out on my own, like, you know, that, you know, it's more of that situation. It's like, how good is the support, and how fast will this like help me, you know, accelerate the implementation? I think, and then those are the first two that kind of come to mind, you know, more universally, but there's a ton of, you know, every sort of situation is different. Oh, here's another one. Just like competitive replacement. You know, it's like, how does this compare to, you know, company X? So like, you know, maybe an objection is like, great, like we already use, you know, cause often there's industries where there's like, you know, usually two or three big players, right? You know, or even one or two. And if you're like a challenger to those companies, it's unlikely that your prospects have nothing. They're going to be having to, you know, you're going to have to win a kind of competitive replacement deal. So then, you know, the inevitable objection is like, well, why should we switch? You know, how are you different than, you know, the company that we're the status quo? So I would say that's another one as well.
Yeah. Over the years, I found that a lot of times the hurdle I wanted to use stories to get through was that trust and respect. You know, a lot of time business owners, and I dealt with a lot of smaller mom and pop, you know, SMBs, they just don't want to make a mistake. You know, one of their biggest fears is that, you know, am I just going to make a mistake? And when I had good stories and some testimonials to show them, hey, other people are using our service, they're happy. You know, you're not the only person that's going to try this, and then everybody's going to look at you and laugh. You know, this is a good thing. That's what I wanted to accomplish with a lot of them, is that trust and respect. And then I can get into the details and complete my presentation.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, at a macro level, I absolutely. And I think, you know, we have this saying that we're trying to work into our marketing, that like trust builds revenue, right? It all starts with trust. And yeah, no one wants to go first, so that, you know, having those testimonials just kind of de-risks it. And like you said, it's like, you know, for depending on who you're selling to, you know, and maybe it's like, well, yeah, they want to look good for their boss. They want to be promoted, you know, and you need to give them, you know, as a seller, like the confidence that this is going to, you know, get them to that, you know, they get them recognition internally, get them, you know, to be promoted and help them, you know, on their career for sure.
Yeah. It goes back to sales 101, right? You better understand who's in front of you and what's important to them, you know, and how are you going to help them with it? Okay. If I ask you a few of these testimonial questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So I'm interested in hearing what other companies say about your company as they go through. So, you know, one of the things you talk about is finding out of these testimonials, what was the challenge that a business had, you know, what was the issue they had? And we've talked about that a little bit. Your average customer that you're talking to, what would they say? What is the biggest issue they're having that you're trying to open up and show them then your service?
I think, you know, it's really comes back to the trust and the credibility and just removing, you know, friction. You know, it's just making the sales process, you know, easier. And I mean, and that's really ultimately the goal for the marketing department, right? Is just make sales easier. So it's that trust, that credibility to just make sales easier.
When they choose to use your services, one of the questions you bring up, which I really liked, is, you know, ultimately, why did you select this company? What drove your decision to do that? So from your standpoint, what is ultimately driving them to decide, yes, we need to hire a testimonial hero and get started?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's funny. I used to do sales. Now we have AE, so I should ask them what people are saying lately. But I think it's really, you know, the fact that we've clearly done it before. I mean, we have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of examples of it. So I think that for sure. I think it's the credibility from our own testimonials, honestly. And it's that, you know, if they look us up online, if they visit our G2 reviews, you know, they'll see time and time again, people are saying that Testimonial Hero got me a high quality result and it was extremely easy. So like, you know, I think that, you know, no one has time to, you know, manage another vendor in their schedule. And like, we are a partner that like our customers love because we just do it all for them. And they don't have to worry about it. So I think it's just that ease where customers are like, are blown away. They're like, wait, I just have to sign up and you do everything. And I don't really have to do anything at all, except for fill out a brief around the goals of my video and schedule and introduce you to a customer and you handle everything else. So yeah, it's that, I think that just that ease of use.
That sounds like the perfect testimony. If you get one of your customers to say, this is what you did, you're golden.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And we do. And yeah, like we have one testimonial, someone described it as like Testimonial Hero was like a push button video testimony, just like push a button, boom, it's basically done. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what so many business owners are looking for right now. They know this is cool. They know they need it. Their salespeople are asking for it, but you know, when are they going to have the time to do it? Hey, I really appreciate all your time. Before you go, I'd like to get into one last topic. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. A lot of the companies I work with, we work on finding good sales talent, helping sales leaders to hire better, find the right type of people, and to get the top talent. And nowadays, you know, a lot of times it's the candidate who's in the driver's seat. So these companies really need to get a little bit better on selling themselves. One of the things I think that you help provide are employee testimonials. So kind of walk us through, is that something that's becoming more relevant or more companies looking for that? And how does that help them with their search?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that is something that we are really, you know, starting to branch off into. And I think, you know, in terms of why it's important, it's important for a lot of reasons. You know, but like you said, it's like good people have, you know, good options, right? You know, you need to, just like you have, you know, branding for your company, you need, you know, recruitment branding, or some companies call it employment and employment branding or employee branding. So, you know, it's really, you know, recruiting and, you know, talent acquisition is just the same as sales. It just, you know, for people that you want to join you. So like all the same principles apply. You know, trust, credibility, social proof. And yeah, I think all the same principles apply. And with that in mind, yeah, the video for sure comes into play.
Excellent. All right. One last question I have for you today. If I have a great testimonial that I know is going to write business for me, but I can only put it in one place. Is it on my website? Is it in an email? Is it on my social media platforms? Where am I going to get the biggest bang for that testimonial today?
Well, wherever the most people will see it, I think it would be the answer. So it depends. I think, you know, wherever that will be. I mean, that's what I would say, you know, in short. But absolutely, I think, you know, on the homepage of your website, you know, if that's the answer. You know, in your email signature, for sure. We see people do that a lot. And that's a great, you know, thing to just link from your email signature.
That.
Yeah. Cause think about it, how many times people see your email signature, right? And you know, on your LinkedIn profile is a featured snippet. So the short answer is, you know, wherever you think people see it the most.
Very good. All right. Now you're making me do work. Now I got to go figure out where I'm getting the most traffic.
Yeah.
So. All right. Hey, Sam, this has been really good. I appreciate all your time. I look forward to learning more about Testimonial Hero as we go through. And I got to assume with everything that the world's gone through, this is just going to continue to grow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Tom. It's been a pleasure. Fantastic questions. And yeah, I'd love to do it again sometime.
And real quick before you go, where do people find you now? What's the website? What's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the website is testimonialhero.com, or just Google Testimonial Hero. LinkedIn. You can find me. My name is Sam Shepler on, and you can find me on LinkedIn. Absolutely, you know, feel free to send me an email. It's just sam@testimonialhero.com.
Fantastic. Sam, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom.
So that's it. That's today's show. Okay, Boomer, teach me sales.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to subscribe and follow. We hope you make us a part of your week. And don't forget to share with your friends and coworkers.
Should we mention the website?
Sure. The website, okboomerteachmesales.com.
And where can they engage with us?
LinkedIn at Thomas J. Bloomer.
We hope to see you there. We'll be right back.